This week's parsha, we have a mitzvah. Uvacharta b'chaim. Choose life. What's that mitzvah? It's not an independent mitzvah. It's not asking us to do anything that the other mitzvahs don't. It's asking us to keep all the mitzvahs. Uvacharta b'chaim. Hashem says, I put before you chaim, tov, mavis, ra. Uvacharta b'chaim. Choose life. There are several chidushim in the concept of this mitzvah. To begin with, the mitzvahs are presented here as a matter of bechira. It's up to you. It's kind of hard to imagine it otherwise, but we don't think of it in these terms. Hashem says, you have a choice. Mitzvahs are life-giving. Averis are destructive. That means there are two paths. If you prefer torture, then that's available. If you prefer suffering, that's available. You can either do mitzvahs, and that's life-giving, or you can choose that which gives death and destruction. Had it not said uvacharta b'chaim, then at that point it would all be totally voluntary. Meaning it's up to you. All these mitzvahs we had, all tariag mitzvahs, they are a description of that which gives life. All the things you're not supposed to do, they are the things that destroy. What do you want? That's up to you. Then Hashem comes along and says, "Uvacharta b'chaim." That means Hashem's saying it's not up to you. He's telling you which one to choose, whether you like it or not. But he's saying, choose it. Uvacharta b'chaim. Choose life. Desire life. If you naturally desire destruction, undo that. Develop a desire for life. That means it doesn't say just do the mitzvahs. It says, first of all, understand that the Essen and the Lavin are a description of that which gives life and that which destroys. And the truth is, it's up to you. But there is one commandment. There's really one commandment. And that commandment is desire life. And once you desire life, the choice is obvious. So why do we do mitzvahs? Because they're life-giving. So what? What if I don't want that? No, you got to. There's a commandment. The commandment is desire life. not choose mitzvahs, choose life. This is the most important of all mitzvahs in that it sets the attitude. Why does a Jew do mitzvahs? Because it says so. Almost. Not quite. A Jew does mitzvahs because mitzvahs are life-giving. And the Jew desires life. And he desires life because he's got to. Because Hashem said so. And Hashem said so means, of course, that it's the right thing, it's true. You're being dishonest if you say otherwise. The importance of this is that doing mitzvahs must represent a conscious choice of chayim, of life. And we understand that life in this pasuk doesn't mean just breathing. We understand that life in this pasuk, when it talks of good and life as being synonymous, as death and evil as being synonymous, then we're talking about real life. We're talking about eternal life. We're talking about meaningful life. And that essentially, the Jew has one mitzvah, to desire that life. And once you desire it, there's only one natural choice. Because in every situation there's a choice that is life-giving, and the other option gives the opposite. This entire period leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah itself, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, essentially, all of the mitzvahs of this period in time are performed within the framework of prayer, of tefillah. Even the tshuva on Yom Kippur, the vidui, the mitzvah d'oraisa, first there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of yisvadu, to do tshuva all the time. A mitzvah d'oraisa lefnei Hashem titoru, to do tshuva either before, at the beginning of, or during Yom Kippur. The mitzvah of tshuva too we do in tefillah, in prayer. Chazal were metaken that the mitzvah of vidui, which is verbalizing your tshuva, is to be done in prayer. In your own prayer, in Chazaras Hashatz, but it's got to be done in prayer. Rosh Hashanah, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to hear all the tkiyas. Chazal set that up within tefillah. Ideally, they're supposed to be part of the tefillah. Everything's prayer. Our preparation for Rosh Hashanah. For Sephardim, it begins at the beginning of Elul. For Ashkenazim, it's the week before. Slichas! Get up and do tshuva. Slichas, in the form of prayer. The slichas do include a vidui. That vidui too, as part of the slichas, as part of prayer. Wouldn't we understand that soul searching and prayer are two unrelated issues? We're davening for a good year, and we're doing tshuva. We understand that there are different ways that you can get yourself a good year. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. We're unaware of a mitzvah tzedakah as part of tefillah. Yet tshuva is part of tefillah. So many tefillahs have been written. The slichas, you take a look at slichas for Erev Rosh Hashanah. much. And they're beautiful and they're complicated. And so foreign if you're not used to the language. And even if you are, you got to study them well to appreciate them. Another burden. If only we could just spend the time doing tshuva. No, you got to get up early and say slichas. So you're tired, you feel a bit funny. You skip so you're not, you don't feel like you're doing the real thing. You say them. You don't really know what you're talking about. You spend time preparing them. So you're really left with no time to do anything else. Where is their time for tshuva? Why they do this to us? It seems like tefillah is the real thing. And all of our work of tshuva is supposed to be concentrated into the words of tefillah. On Yom Kippur, many point out that if you go through the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva, we try to really see how in our tefillah on Yom Kippur, with all our viduyim, we fulfill all the steps. The Rambam Shita is that all the different steps of tshuva, which is the vidui, the charota, the expression of regret, and the kabbalah l'haba, the Rambam seems to say that they all have to be verbalized. He says that all these inyonim, and he's referring to the steps, have to be put into words. So when one tries to find where in davening we do that, we come up with some interesting answers. The one that everyone seems to say with regard to the kabbalah l'haba, where is it that you're accepting upon yourself for the future not to sin? And the Rambam elaborates on that. Where do we say that? Yeah, we say it. Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will that we never sin. We say Yehi Ratzon. That's our kabbalah l'haba. That Hashem's will should be that we never sin. Hashem's will was always that we never sin. That's a kabbalah l'haba. If you ask for a commitment from someone and his answer is Hashem should so desire, would that qualify? Kabbalah l'haba is also a prayer. A yiratzen. What's this all about? The mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlich Hashem, to make Hashem our king. There too we do it in prayer. How do we make Him our king? By davening that He reign over us. Malach al kol olam kulo b'chvodecha. How do you make Hashem your king? Daven that He become the king. Daven that He make Himself the king. What is prayer? Oh, there are many different, many, many different layers and levels of prayer. But essentially, what is a prayer? A tefillah is an expression of a desire. To daven means you're asking Hashem, this is what I want. This is important to me. I'm coming to you, Hashem, because you're the one that provides all there is. But it's an expression of my desire. If we learn in this week's parsha that the underlying mitzvah the mitzvah that really explains all other mitzvahs. The mitzvah that explains our role in doing mitzvahs is the mitzvah of uvacharto b'chayim, desire life. Desire reality. Desire meaning. Desire eternity. That's the mitzvah. Every mitzvah we do is an expression of that. Every mitzvah we do is a way of accessing existence. Why? Because we want life. Then this is the essential tshuva. And this is the essence of all of the fulfillment of every mitzvah. Choosing life. Desiring life. Desiring a higher life and desiring perfection. The essence of the Kabbalah Wahaba in tshuva, the essence of tshuva altogether, is a desire. Expressing regret and expressing a Kabbalah Wahaba means I don't like what I did, I do want to do different. It's all desire. It's all bechira. The essence of tefillah, and especially in these days, is an expression of the underlying desire to live. To live forever. To live for real. So over the generations, we did that with flowery language, with poetry. We did it with depth. We did it with the sign language of Chazal, where every word means so much once one understands the sources. But one way or another, it is a desperate cry for life. We do it in different forms. On Rosh Hashanah, we ask for life, and we ask that once and for all Hashem reveal Himself, because life in the world the way it is now is not what we're looking forward to. Life in a world of confusion is not Chaim. Life in a world where most people don't know they were created. Life in a world where most people don't know why they're alive. That's not Chaim. Being mamlich Hashem, making Hashem your king, means the recognition that the only thing worth living for is uvacharto b'chayim. The only thing worth living for is the life which equals good, which equals what mitzvahs give us, which equals being close to Hashem. Making Hashem your king on Rosh Hashanah means knowing clearly, unequivocally, there's nothing to live for other than being close to Hashem. Tshuva on Yom Kippur is expressing your single desire for life, for a life of good, for a life of Kiyum HaMitzvahs. An expression that every other form of behavior goes against you. That's the essence of tshuva. And it's tefillah. And in slichus, seeing through all the poetry, it's getting up, ideally in the middle of the night, and desperately crying out for life. Vacharta b'chaim. Hashem, we're desperate. Hashem, this isn't life. And in one form or another, that's what slichas are saying. Klal Yisrael suffers. We suffer physically, we suffer spiritually. Humanity suffers. This is not life. We want life. In practice, that's what you're shooting for. Life. How much slichus do you have to say? As much as you can get yourself to understand and prepare and know that you really want life. But since people did get up before daybreak, it means that you've got to put a little extra in there. If this is a sincere desire for change, Hashem, life as it stands is not acceptable. Life as it stands is intolerable. Not only objectively, but from my personal perspective. Then you've got to be willing to lose some sleep over it. If this is indeed an expression of how terrible the state of existence is today, then you got to be ready to get up a little early and stay up a little later and make the effort. So put in some extra time and prepare some slichas and say them and mean them. And understand that what you're doing is not reciting a bunch of poetry, but expressing the way great Jews have used their knowledge and their talents to describe the sorry state of humanity while we're in Golus, while we're still confused, while sin is still the name of the game. We want life. We desperately want life. This has got to be the most important thing on one's mind during these days. We want life and the real thing. Uvacharta b'chayim. We want meaningful life. We want eternal life. Meaningful life means life without suffering, physically or spiritually. It means a life of closeness to Hashem. The life of Tov and Chaim. These are days of Bechira. These are days where we daven because they are days of Bechira. That is the essential mitzvah. Shofar is part of that. Tshuva is part of that. Being Mamlich Hashem is part of that. These are days of expressing desire. These are days of choice. Not just calmly saying, like this better. Choice meaning it's not worth living otherwise. Choice means desperation. And that's what getting up early is all about. And that's what one after another, Erev Rosh Hashanah, where shuls can easily spend 2 hours saying slichas, one after another, wearing yourself out, desperately crying, Hashem, we want life. That's the mitzvah of this time. Does Hashem hear our prayers? If you daven more, does it make a difference? Are we trying to change His mind? Well, sure, that's what it's all about. He's telling you, choose life and I'll give it to you. It's not that we're trying to change His mind because we found another way of convincing Him. Write up your own prayer, you know, outsmart him. Show him how the path he's taken till now doesn't work. Bring gula because. When they do it in the poetry, and they do, and they put together all kinds of arguments, there again, it's an expression of our feelings because we have one mitzvah now. Uvacharta b'chayim. Choose life. desire to live. You know you'll do mitzvahs only because you desire life. You're not going to opt out. This is the basic framework of what we're doing over the next couple of weeks. This is the basic idea. It's desperately desiring life. Desperately desiring meaning in eternity. There's another part to it. Hashem has taught us that He's got these attributes of mercy. The Yud Gimel Midas are very much part of the Slichus. They're probably the essential aspect of Slichus. What do they say? So here too, there's a basic message to understand. Because in truth, there is a contradiction between Rosh Hashanah and the Yud Gimel Midas. The Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is celebrating the fact that there is Din. It's celebrating the fact that we are not animal, we are human. We are Bali Bechira, we are responsible for our behavior, and we earn life. We're proud of that. It's difficult. We're expressing both. We express the fact that it's Yontif, we're happy. We're proud to be humans. We're proud to be choosers. We're proud to be responsible. And yet it's awesome because we know it's heavy. But the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is the fact that we choose. Ashrei ha'om yodei serua. Fortunate is the nation that knows to blow the teruah. And there's a paragraph of Zohar printed in the Machzor that talks of the fact that when the Jew blows the teruah, he's asking to be judged. Fortunate is the nation that desires judgment, that appreciates the fact that we have to earn our existence. On the other hand, mercy. We're begging mercy. We're saying we don't want judgment. We're saying we want mercy. Why are these not in direct contradiction? And the answer is, as Mesillas Yesharim puts it, mercy does not mean no judgment. Mercy means a reinterpretation of terms. Mercy means that suffering takes the place of death. Mercy means that the terms are more flexible. It means that there's a different relationship set. You can earn and you can earn. You can earn by working really hard, and the boss is really tough, and whatever you earn is really yours, and there's nothing like it, but you may not earn all that much. And then you can earn, but the boss is generous. It's not like accepting charity because you're working. And you're working hard. But there's a different kind of relationship. A relationship that allows you to earn on better terms. How do you get that relationship? You work for it. So it's earned, but in a different way. There's an earning of judgment, and there's an earning of mercy. You can earn in judgment by simply following the rules and you get exactly what you paid for. Nothing more. And then you can earn by working on two fronts. One front is the actual work you do, and the other front is establishing a relationship with the boss, so your terms are better. The idea of the Yud Gimel Midas is reminding Hashem that we have a different kind of relationship. And the Sfarim tell us that you can't just say it, but in order to establish a relationship, you got to feel it. It's establishing a relationship with Hashem whereby we feel we have earned for ourselves better terms. There are no freebies. But you can earn in a way that what you get is precisely yours. And you can earn in a way that it's yours because that's the way a friend of the boss gets paid. And it's honest. And I'm not talking about getting paid under the table. There's a different level of relationship. That is the Rachamim Badin. We celebrate Din, but we want it with Rachamim. When we desperately cry out for life in the Slichus, we understand that life means meaning, and meaning means work. And meaning means earning. And if we're going to ask for gifts, then we're contradicting ourselves. We're saying, Hashem, just give us everything. We deserve nothing. Just give, 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 give. Then we're not asking for meaning. Then we're not asking for life. That's not the life that we have a mitzvah of choosing. The Yud Gimel Midas really announce a whole other aspect of life. And that is, aside from your every single deed, there's a relationship. We beg for mercy, we are establishing a relationship. Hashem is open to such relationships where you can earn more, where a mistake is not all that expensive. But a relationship is something that has to be developed and nurtured. So in the Slichus, we're crying out for life. And we're also crying out for a relationship with Hashem whereby we can earn more, even though we understand that we're doing less. We want to do as much as we can. And we want to be able to earn even more than that. And the way to do it is by the establishment of a relationship. And Hashem taught us how to do that. Understand His midas. Understand what He's like. Understand, as we find in some Sfarim, that if you be like that, you can have the relationship. And understand that if you can feel it and express it, you have that relationship. You have to feel the closeness and express it in the way you live, in the way you think, in the way you feel. So essentially in Slichus we are doing two things. We are first expressing a deep felt desire of desperately needing life and meaning. And second, expressing and desiring a relationship whereby we can warrant mercy, which means that we can earn so much more because we're close with the boss. The terms of employment are so much different. We want life, we want meaning. We want to earn. We want to grow, and we want eternity. We want to work hard. and we want eternity on a level that is even greater. Greater than our work. And we earn it by working, and we earn it by developing the relationship. And our tshuv is desire, and our malchus is desire, and all of the avoda of these days is desire, and is therefore expressed in tefillah. May Hashem hear our tefillahs, and really give us a good year, a year where we have more opportunity to earn, and a year where our work takes us so much further because of a new level of relationship with Him. Amen.